A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you are conducting yourselves, you do so even more. For you know what instructions we gave you through our Lord Jesus. This is the will of God, your holiness, that you refrain from immorality, that each of you know how to acquire a wife for himself in holiness and honor, not in lustful passion, as do the Gentiles who do not know God. Not to take advantage of or exploit a brother or sister in this matter, for the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we told you before and solemnly affirmed. For God did not call us to impurity, but to holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this, disregards not a human being, but God, who also gives his Holy Spirit to you. The word of the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice, let the many isles be glad. Justice and judgment are the foundation of his throne. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his justice, and all peoples see his glory. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the lives of his faithful ones. From the hand of the wicked he delivers them. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. Light dawns for the just and gladness for the upright of heart. Be glad in the Lord, you just. Give thanks to his holy name. Rejoice in the Lord, you just. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and they fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and for you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, open the door to us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. And so, as we continue in the book of the Thessalonians, we heard yesterday how we should be praying for to an increase of love and for holiness. And then Paul continues and says, this is God's will, your holiness, that we must be holy. There is no option. Holiness is when God's will and our will become one, that I don't do things my way, especially when it comes to sexual impurity here. I do things God's way, that for Jesus, he must be Lord of my life. And for him to be, we all want Jesus to be Savior, right? Yeah, save me from my sins. Jesus, save me, save me. We all want that. But he cannot be your Savior. He cannot be my Savior unless he's my Lord. That means he's in charge of my life, every part of it, my money, my body, my sexuality, my family. He must be in charge of everything. That's what holiness is. And so when we make sure that we're doing God's will and not our own, and we're living this holiness, then we don't have to be afraid when he comes for us, whether it's midnight or whatever. We're always ready. We're always in his will. So if he takes us today, no big deal. I'm living God's will. So he tells us explicitly today what God's will is for you and me: to be holy, to be a saint. No other option. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray as all.